My name is AHR. It is Friday night. And tonight, I'm going to be playing some songs that sound like the 80s. They evoke the 80s. They may in some way exist in an 80s headspace. But they are, in fact, from our current period, 2017, 2018, soon to be 2019. So as you listen to this kind of music, like for instance, you just heard Patriot by the band Crying from their 2017-ish album Beyond the Fleeting Gales. And you may have heard that and thought, oh, this is Van Halen. You probably didn't think that, but I might have. And I think they are certainly playing with that theme. So as we go on, I'm going to be thinking about why are artists of the day, some young enough to have not really existed in the 80s in a meaningful way, why are they recreating the 80s? And what aspects of the 80s are they recreating? I'm going to play a pair of songs that are working in the sort of 80s pop hit genre. First up, we're going to hear Monari Wakita. And this is not Madonna. This is Monari Wakita that we're going to hear. The song is Take It Lucky, all caps, several exclamation marks. And I think what we'll hear is a sort of shiny, happy, aggressively energetic 80s pop sound. But, you know, maybe there's some differences from what you might hear from an actual 80s song. Maybe a bit more sheen, more polish, and an air of superficiality that isn't quite as optimistic as it was 30 years ago. This is Take It Lucky. That was Monari Wakita with Take It Lucky. This is Now Rogers, Chic, Craig David, and Seth Rollins with Sober. Not Del Dead. Rogers, Chic, and Craig David, and Cephalon Don. So Now Rogers and Chic are actually people from the 1980s, 70s. Just checking my levels there. They're actually from that era. You know, they're doing their thing today because I think they probably saw that, hey, this kind of music is being produced these days. So why not, you know, release an album that sounds like the kind of stuff that we used to do? And it's just a general throwback air going on there. What you're hearing behind me now is Vectroid. And Vectroid is working in sort of the vapor wave genre, which is a lot about taking what's weird and unsettling about the 80s and kind of remixing it, recontextualizing it, and bringing it into the present. And a lot of people seem to just want to relax and groove on it, but I think its strength is that it's weird and creepy. So I'm going to play a few things related to the vaporwave genre, the future funk genre. First up is going to be a song by the artist Desired. I'm going to turn down this background music because I think it's hard to hear me. All right. So this is by Desired. The song is called Can't Find Out, and it is heavily sampling a song called Kimi wa Ima, which translates, you know, through Google Translate to You Are Now. It was released originally in 1987 by Masahito Arai. And do not adjust your set. The song is supposed to sound weird and distorted. Enjoy. That was Desired with Can't Find Out. This is Frasco with Folding Chair. Notes of Susan Vega, Sade, chill, kind of surface level, and flat affect.
Thank you.
That was Frasca with Folding Chair. Here's a little interlude American by 18 Karat Fair.
Fabulous new bathing suits. California Beachwear Fashions comes in a variety of colors and styles to suit your mood. This swimwear can be accented with ruffles, belts, and coordinated cover-ups from California Beachwear. Now when Holly follows the sun, she always heads for the beach in beautiful Hawaii. We'll fly you and your guests around trip air coach, small facilities, and gracious accommodations. Of course, when Diane follows the sun, she makes a beeline for her favorite spot, sunny Australia. From Hawaii, it's on to Sydney, Australia, five-star hotel in the classic manner. But Janice likes to follow the sun from sunup to sundown, and she does it every day in her brand new.
All right, that was 18 Karat Affair with Holly, Janice, and Diane. And when I say that was 18 Karat Affair, I'm talking about that minute-long clip of, was it a game show? Was it some kind of commercial presentation? I mean, there was that, like, ghoulish audience, so clear it was before some kind of crowd with an applause sign. I like that little bit a lot. 18 Karat Affair does some more conventional, you know, 80s electronic mashup kind of stuff. But what I really like about that is it just almost is a piece of the past with not that much done to it, but it's presented in such a way that you see the nightmarishness of it, where perhaps it didn't ring quite as nightmarish at the time, and maybe if you saw it all in context, you still wouldn't see that, but narrowed down to that little molecule, it's quite poignant. Playing behind me right now is Vectroid. I think I mentioned that already, but Vectroid is a vaporwave artist. They do all this, you know, 80 beep boop kind of video game music. That doesn't really sound like anything from the 80s. It just evokes what we think of as the 80s, I think. And that's what the show is all about. Music that was created recently kind of sounds like it's from the 80s. This is AHR Hot Tracks. I'm AHR. If you want to find a list of this music, you can find it on the WMFO website. By the way, you're listening to WMFO Medford. You can also Google AHR Hot Tracks, tracks with a Z, like sleeping, ZZZ, Hot Tracks. And you can find these playlists on YouTube or on Spotify. All right, so we just listened to a lot of pop, electronic, beats kind of stuff. You might have noticed a high representation of Japanese music in there. You know, Japanese 80s, that was certainly a moment in time for Japan. Kind of mirrored what was going on in the United States in terms of consumption and, you know, surface and an embrace of the surface. That's something I think we find interesting about the 80s from a 2018 perspective, that starting to feel like there is nothing below the surface. So let's just get into the surface and take some meaning in that. I'm going to play some music now that is maybe a little bit more interested in depth and sincerity than that. This music, I think, sounds a bit like what you would hear from the Smiths and the Cure, that sort of jangly, sad boy rock. Two artists I'm going to play from. One is The Drums with Mirror. The other is Terrier with Como Un Volcan. And yeah, compare and contrast to things you might know from The Smiths and The Cure. One difference, I think, is these two artists that I'm going to play, who are both from like 2018, 2017, they've really got the vibe. They've got the jangly guitars down. But there's something different about the tone and about the amount of emotiveness in their voices. Starting off here with The Drums with their song, Mirror.
I didn't need another push towards the edge, but you did it with a casual stance. My constitution, my confidence, they left me when you did, and now I'm asking.
That was The Drums with Mirror from their 2017 album Abysmal Thoughts. This is Terrier with Como un Volcán from their 2018 album. That was Terrier with Como un Volcán. And that kind of concludes the rock portion of this evening. We're now going to get into another sort of genre that emerged in the 21st century that refers to the 80s, and that's Outrun. Outrun is music that sounds like you're being chased by, like, maybe vampires, maybe an assassin, maybe the mob, but it's dark and it's very tense, but you're very cool. Like, even though maybe you're breathing heavily, you're probably gonna like jump into a car and speed away. This is the 80s fantasy that it's trying to recreate, Outrun. And it's interesting because the two genres that we've kind of talked about that emerge in the 21st century but are referring to the 80s are Vaporwave and Outrun. Vaporwave is like mall music. Outrun is running for your life music. Those are very polarized moods. One is about total, staid, safe, controlled environment. The other is visceral, and paranoid. And I would just, you know, think about how those two things go together. How in a hyper-secure, controlled state of being, how that can lend itself to paranoia. I'm not actually going to play any Outrun. I thought about it, but it's kind of a lot for the radio. But I am going to play some cool pop songs that came out in the last few years that I think make a lot of use of the sounds of Outrun. First up is Hercules and Love Affair with a remix of their song My Curse and Cure featuring Gustav. The remix is PBR Street Gang, and that is a pretty Outrun-y sounding band to me. So see if you can outrun all of this. That was Hercules and Love Affair. This is Body Language with the song Addicted. This is the Memory 1991 mix, but it's close enough to the 80s for me. So me. Listening to WMFO Medford, and this is AHR Hot Tracks, where I play new and good music, or at least interesting music. And tonight I'm playing 80s style music, not from the 80s. That was Body Language and Hercules and Love Affair with what I don't know if they would say this, but I would say that those tracks fit into the running away from people genre of 80s action music, which often I think one can kind of visualize themselves in an 80s style movie. I mean, Stranger Things, that's, if you want to know what I'm talking about, just think of the soundtrack to Stranger Things. I didn't watch Stranger Things, but I know the music kind of sounds like that. All right. We've heard mall music, we've heard pop music, we've heard 80s style guitar rock. We're going to now shift into some 80s style ballads, not Journey style ballads, but more like Fleetwood Mac, Cyndi Lauper, kind of light and optimistic, but also yearning kind of ballads. Turn the Spectroid music down a little bit. That's better. We're gonna start with a song that was a really big hit a few years ago. This is Haim with Want You Back, followed by Ray Morris, Dancing with Character. And I would be hard-pressed to say why these sound like 80s. They just do. Maybe because they are kind of dramatic and emotive and almost dare to be uncool. but since they were in fact produced in the 2017-2018 era, they're very tightly controlled and they don't want to really seem uncool. So there's a little irony going on. This is Haim with Want You Back, and you can tell this was produced in the last year because it's got those little Taylor Swift claps where they go, hey, that is, you couldn't have that in the 80s as far as I know.
Forgotten, some things were never said. We were on one endless road, but I had a wandering heart. I said we were opposite lovers. You kept trying to prove me wrong. Take it out on me now, 'cause I blame it all on myself. she free? And is she watching over me? Now I'm here, just me. So will anybody dance with me? Keep the light, you'll be led. Hazel eyes. In the night, you'll be there. Hazel eyes.
That was Ray Morris with Dancing with Character. I'm going to get out of here soon. This has been AHR Hot Tracks, and this has been WMFO Medford. I hope you've found some stuff in here that you liked, maybe, or at least found interesting, or perhaps found distressing or depressing. That's stuff you can work with that as well. I'm going to play a song to close out that is actually from the 80s. This is not technically a hot track. Hot tracks are new. But this is an actual 1981 song that was re-released recently on they re-released the album, so it showed up in like new releases. And I listened to the album and I was like, whoa, this is great. This is like cool throwback that's actually interesting and really smart. But of course, it wasn't actually from our current age. It was from the actual 80s. And this song is by a band called Rexy. The song is Perfect Day, and the album is Running Out of Time. And I think what's so cool about it is it's about like a holiday on an English beach where you're just chilling out and everything's nice. And I think that's a sort of creepy aesthetic that a lot of people would love to, you know, add to their Snapchat or Instagram story. But if you listen to this song, all is not well. The song is telling you that. This is not an aspirational kind of environment. This is Rexy with Perfect Day. My initials are AHR. This has been AHR Hot Tracks. You can Google AHR Hot Tracks with a Z if you want to find the YouTube or Spotify playlist. And I hope you have an interesting and enlightening weekend.
I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in